Wells Gray Lively Arts, WGLA, and Cruisin Clearwater continues to draw the crowds to the Dutch Lake Community Center stage field, and Thursday, July 11th was no exception. The grassy field was flanked by colorful Cruisin Clearwater's classic cars on display and local vendor tents, with the ever-popular playground always a hit for the kids to have some fun and lots of room to find a comfy spot for a chair or blanket to enjoy the music from on a lovely Wells Gray country summer's evening. The huge crowd was energized by guest band, the Bunchgrass Boys, who combine the elements of folksy mountain music, guitar pick and blues, banjo playing, and songs with their own spin on the kind of bluegrass that had the crowd moving and calling out for more. Cruisin Clearwater members couldn't have been a better fit on a hot summer's night at the DLCC field for the band's songs about vehicles, complementing the wide array of classic cars on display for people to explore while listening to such a musical tribute. Audience members of all ages felt the Bunchgrass Boys' original songs right down to their toe-tapping toes, and local vendors added to the evening fun, offering a wide array of treasures and treats with something for everyone. "There's nothing like some good old stompin' bluegrass and banjo playing on a warm summer's night," said a man toting a chair under his arm as the evening came to close, and those around him commenting in agreement as they headed out happily. Parents allowing the kids just a little more playground time as they visited, with the record crowd of 340 seeming reluctant to leave, carrying blankets, coolers, chairs, and chatting about coming back next Thursday evening. Shirley Frost, past president and current treasurer of Wells Gray Lively Arts Society, summed up the second show of the season, saying, "It wasn't just our toes that were tapping. By the end, we were all clapping our hands throughout their last song. Just wonderful." The Bunchgrass Boys signed off as the lights on stage went out, and lead singer, Dave Neshaw, called out to the audience over the microphone to say, "Thank you, Clearwater, this is an awesome place to play." The crowd responded with cheers and more applause. If you love music, you'll want to check out the Thursday evening summer stage and classic car show with local vendors this week, sponsored by Wells Gray Lively Arts Society, Cruisin Clearwater, and the District of Clearwater. Next up on July 18th will be the acoustic folk rock of Zanies, described by the Robson Valley Folk Festival recently. Zanies' music is a multi-genre blend of originals and covers, with each set being tailored to the specific audience. They perform and record with a no-frills philosophy, with only an acoustic guitar and their powerful voices, letting the song shine through on its strength of lyrics and melody, tied together by deep, soulful harmonies. Interested in joining the Wells Gray Lively Arts Society? You can reach them at 250-674-2144 or via email, wellsgraylivelyarts@gmail.com.